On Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive, we look at the expectations of the banking sector from the budget. If audio could do bullet points, then these would be your bullet points for the expectations that banks have of Budget 2018. Allow full tax deduction for provisioning of non-performing assets at lenders. Raise the threshold for tax deduction on the interest paid on bank deposits from the current 10,000 rupees. Reduce the tenure of tax-exempted retail term deposits to a minimum of 3 years from the current 5 years and allow tax relief for proceedings under insolvency code. These are some of the key expectations that banks have of this budget. But of course, there's more. While schemes like the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, under which about 266.8 million new accounts were opened, and the Indradhanush plan are most certainly steps in the right direction, but their impact has been far from satisfactory with respect to the banking sector. Experts believe that the recommendation of the Narasimham Committee on Banking Sector Reforms is a good place to start. In Budget 2018, the banking sector would love to see the finance minister focus on both fiscal consolidation and on growth simultaneously. The asks include better operational freedom to public sector banks, reforms that will address the capital requirement and also the human resource management at public sector banks, and of course, that very big ask of the government's willingness to disinvest some PSBs. This move is set to offer efficiency in the way PSBs will be able to compete with private sector banks. It is also expected to reduce the pressure on the government to make available funds for recapitalization. One such plan has been in the news of late, with the government announcing its plan to infuse 88,000 crore plus rupees into about 20 PSU banks by March of this year. The banking sector would also like the government to encourage the general public to invest in life insurance policies and mutual funds. One of the suggestions that has been tabled has to do with a special tax exemption for investment into life insurance policies and for the premiums paid as well. As things stand, under ATC, an exemption of only 1.5 lakhs can be sought, and banks would of course like the government to devise a separate tax exemption for term life insurance. Another area that banks will be looking for some help from the government is increasing the TDS limit for bank interest from the current 10,000 rupees. Home loans, SOPs and tax subsidies for first-time home buyers has also been indicated as a step in the right direction, as something that can help the banks increase their customer base. In the areas of boosting financial inclusion and enhancing general productivity, the banking sector would also like the government to focus on digitalization, even incentivizing it, recognition of eKYC and e-signatures. And finally, to wrap up, the banking sector would also like the government to bring the taxation on fixed deposit returns on par with that of debt mutual funds.